Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
In the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Yeah, I know they're idiots, Ghost, but they're my idiots, and I love all of them. And I'm going to continue to make love to all of them for the next 2 hours. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. And shouts out to Alcoholic. Awesome Bro Laden. Right on. Awesome Bro Laden might be up for chit chat name of the night already. I will give a prize at the end of the night to the best name in the chit chat room. Free prize, courtesy of Vince in the Bay. So if you have a good idea for a chit chat name, feel free to alter your name throughout the course of the show. And the one that makes me lulls, gets the most lulls from me, will get a free prize at the end of the show. Anywho, so just shout out to Awesome Bro Laden. I like that. I like that one. Brett Youngface. Bwahaha. Cock Monster. Derpamania. Dig Burns. Felix 1989. Jesus. Youngster. Funny to the Moon. Goofy Bone. My home skillet from the South Bay holding it down in the chat room. Goofy Bone. Pardon me. And rounding things out at the bottom there, we have I'm Her for B. I'm Mad Bro. Mike X Hawk. And Nigga La. Nigalopolis? Wow. Okay. Awesome Bro Laden. You have some competition, bro. Nigalopolis is whew. You guys are neck and neck right now. I don't know. Those are two pretty good ones so far. Oh, Jesus. Nigerian. Simon Fox. Stabby McCuggs. I love Stabby McCuggs. That was a former winner. A former winner of Chit Chatter Name of the Night, Stabbing McCuggs in the building. Three Abu, old friend of the program, Three Abu. Also, You Mad Bro. And you Madden. Okay, there it is. There it is. There's the Chit Chat lineup for now. All right, I'm going to open up the lines in a second, but before I do, I want to take care of some business, get some shouts out. Speaking of lulls, I don't know if you've been following along with me. I've been following this Lulzsec group, these guys that allegedly, they're former anonymous peeps. Whatever, whoever they are, they go by the handle Lulzsec, Lulzsec, on Twitter. If you go to twitter.com/Lulzsec, that's them. And these dudes, in the last, 2 months, or two, the last, 4 days, they've hacked the PBS.org site, and they've hacked the, what was the other site? They just hacked Sony. Today they did Sony. So if you go to twitter.com/lulzsec, you can see all the shit they did. And one of the things they posted I thought was kind of interesting. It was a little text document. And, of course, these guys are the guys that coined the term the Lulz boat. And they have a little animation here. Or not an animation, a little picture that they made, a text picture. And then underneath it reads this. This is what it reads. So this is coming from Lulzsec.com. That's their website, Lulzsec.com. It's Lulzsecurity.com. Here, so I'm reading from this. It says, set sail for fail. Lulz. All right, it says, greetings, folks. We're Lulzsec. That's, I'm going to get that one. Somebody should get Lulzsec. That would be fantastic. So that's what I'm about. If I had my own hacking group and I was doing a Twitter page for it, I'd do Lulzsec. You know, you always got to go with the Freudian slip. Whatever. Okay, let me read this and then I'll take your calls. So you guys just fucking relax for a second. All right. Greetings, folks. We're Lulzsec. We're Lulzsec, and welcome to Sonage. Instead of ownage, it's Sonage because they pwned Sony. Enclosed, you will find various collections of data stolen from internal Sony networks and websites, all of which we accessed easily and without the need of outside support or money. We recently broke into SonyPictures.com and compromised over 1 million users' personal information, including passwords, email addresses, home addresses, date of birth, and all Sony opt-in data associated with their accounts. Among other things, we also compromised all admin details of Sony Pictures, including passwords, along with 75,000, quote, music codes, and 3.5 million music coupons. Due to a lack of resource on our part, the Lulz boat needs additional funding. Oh, come on. These guys really need money? Come on. What a cry for help. I hate this when fucking people do badass shit and then they beg you for money. It's like, come on, dude. Anyway, if I had something to give them, I would donate. Don't get me wrong. If I had something to give, I would certainly donate to these guys. They've given me plenty of Lulz. Just that PBS.org hack alone was lulls enough for me. But due to a lack of resource on our part, the Lulz boat needs additional funding. We were unable to fully copy all of this information. However, we have samples for you in our files to prove its authenticity. In theory, we could have taken every last bit of information, but it would have taken several more weeks. Our goal here is not to come across as master hackers. Hence, we're about to reveal SonyPictures.com was owned by a very simple SQL injection, one of the most primitive and common vulnerabilities, as we should all know by now. Come on, everybody knows that you're going to be, if you shouldn't keep yourself vulnerable to SQL injections. I mean, come on. Everybody knows, anybody who's anybody on the internet knows you the first thing you make sure you guard against is SQL injections. I mean, come on. All right, I'm going to finish this up. And don't worry, right? Pipe down, people. All right. I see you guys in the chat room. I'm seeing you. You guys are excited. You guys want a penis shot. You want a Wienergate? Is that what you want? You want a Vince in the Bay style Wienergate? No. We'll get to that. Hang on. I'm almost done with this. Shouts out to LulzSec. Appreciate you guys. You guys are you're providing lulls to me at least. Okay. Continuing. From a single injection, we accessed everything. Why do you put such faith in a company that allows itself to become open to these simple attacks? What's worse is that every bit of data we took wasn't encrypted. Sony stored over 1 million passwords of its customers in plain text, which means it's just a matter of taking it. This is disgraceful and insecure. They were asking for it. This is an embarrassment to Sony. The SQL link is provided in our file contents, and we invite anyone with the balls to check for themselves that we say that what we say is true. Balls to you, LSEC. Balls to you. We may even want to plunder those $3.5 million worth of coupons. No, it's not $3.5 million. It's just 3.5 million coupons included in our collection. Our databases from Sony, BMG, Belgium, and Netherlands. These also contain verified assortments of Sony user and staffer information. Follow our sexy asses on Twitter to hear about our upcoming website. Ciao. All right, so that's via lulzsecurity.com. There's the link to the pwnage or the sonage. And there it is. And, yeah, so lulls are to be had. And if you're not having lulls now, we're going to get it going here in a second. I'm going to take your calls at 347-826-7667. I think I have Goofy Bone on the board somewhere. Maybe we'll bring him on in a minute. But, yeah, the board is starting to light up. Don't be shy, though. Raise your hand if you know how to do it. If you're interested in if you call into the show, maybe you're not familiar with Blog Talk Radio, but all you do is you call that number, 347-826-7667. You press the number if you want to join the conversation, if you want to talk to me, if you want to have oral or audio compilation with me here on the air, you simply just press the numero 1 and you will be connected with me instantaneously. I promise, because your calls take priority. Right around the corner. But first, let's get things started by shouting out to our friends over there at LulzSec for providing us with another set of lulls for the evening. And we're going to go set sail on the lulls boat, kids. Come along.
Lulls. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and Lulz. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you and Lulz.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Love Boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's love. Welcome aboard. It's love.
San Francisco, 1978, Amber Crombie, Fitch, loving piece of nipple clamp, loving butt plug up the ass, looking hot dog, licking your ass, having dog humping, squirrel fisting bastard.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Anywho, it's Vince of the Bay back here with you, and it's Thursday night live. Got goddesses go to the top of the on top of the list. By the way, there's two separate call in lines. If for the goddesses, the goddess call in line is 1-347-826-7667. Other callers, trolls, and dudes, and ugly fat chicks, you can call the regular call-in line. That would be 347-826-7667. And so we have somebody on the goddess line. Let's go check the goddess line now. And it looks like we have Melissa Hopkins. Hey, Melissa, what's going on?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Okay.
You convincing me to do a second. Oh, well, there it goes. I was going to say I got my voice back, but I didn't. So am I on the ugly fat chick line or I'm on the goddess line?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of...
That's a loaded question.
Yeah, exactly. Our call screeners take care of that. I don't know. I can't tell tell you that information. I just don't know.
Called laryngitis, assholes. What is up with your chat room tonight?
Oh, it's popping off over here. You know, well, a lot of these folks followed me over here from Debbie Daly's show.
Oh, I tried
Debbie
to find
Daly
her
had
show.
Another Debbie Daly had another weird sort of breakdown and ended her show early. And
I tried to come on to her show and it was already over, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what was up. I was on her show with her. It was me and her and Jane. We were hanging out, and Jane and her were like taking calls from all these trolls, and they were doing really good. It was funny. I was digging it. I was entertained, and I was just kind of hanging in the background. Every once in a while, Debbie would unmute me and say, "Well, what do you think, Vince?" But she made it the golden rule was you could not say the word Bill Wagoner. Oh my God, if you even mentioned him. If you said the word Bill Wagoner, dun, dun, dun.
Dun.
Yeah, dude, it was like the kiss of death. So I tried to, I don't know, she came up with some name to say for him instead, like Captain Kangaroo or something. And so I was talking about, so we ended up talking about Captain Kangaroo for a while. But you know what's, this is what I thought was retarded, was
cry?
No, she didn't cry this time. But she made this, she was like, oh, the rule is you just can't say his name. So she spent about a half hour of her program talking about the fact that she didn't want people to talk about this person. So she, in effect, was like
violating
her own rule. She was essentially violating her own rule, is what I'm saying.
I'd say wiener, 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 wiener. I mean, I've never seen a worse PR job in my life with Representative Wiener from New York wanting this story to carry on.
Own up. Just own up to it.
And
then he
spends
9
hours having reporters come into his office one by one.
What a waste of time. What a waste of time.
God.
Anyway, speaking of waste of time, let's get into calls.
Hey, can I say one more thing? It's
sure. Yeah.
Thank you, man, for filling in for me today.
Dude, I saved your butt. You were going to shut down your show. Typical Melissa Hopkins, you were going to shut down your show because you didn't have your guest didn't show up. And it was just a matter of the guest not getting the start time right. And I came on and vamped for about 2 or 3 minutes and saved the day because, lo and behold, the special guest was Debbie Daly, and she showed up and you had a fantastic, entertaining show.
You kept me going, and I, as a point, I stayed up to say hello live tonight because you got up early for me. At least I think you got up early. I don't know what your time. Are you one of those guys that only sleeps like 3 hours a night?
No, I sleep probably 5 to 6 hours.
Oh, okay.
I mean, my show ends around 1 my time, depending on
how
I go.
Oh, that's right. I forget the time zone difference.
Yeah, around 1 a.m., I'm done with the show. I usually, passed out by around 2 or 3. I wake up around 9-ish. And, you were on around 9:30, I think. I got up and saw that you were on.
8:30.
I got there to almost at 9 o'clock. Like, you'd already been on for an hour.
No, I was on about 40.
All right, I'm sorry, people. She's boring the balls off me too. Okay, let's see. We got Kishu here. Kishu, do you want to talk or are you just laying low? What's up?
Okay, I'm good. I'm just reading this ridiculous chat. It's awesome. You got a lot of people listening tonight.
Oh, yeah. This all came from Debbie Daly's show. I don't know. Somebody on E-Bombs or some shit or 4chan posted Debbie's show, and then she shut it. She, like, freaked out. It was actually pretty entertaining. It was her and Jane. They were hanging out for a while, and they were taking these troll calls, and it was funny. It was entertaining. Jane was, like, shooting them down. Jane's funny. She's hilarious. And I don't know. Maybe Debbie felt like she was getting showed up by Jane, maybe, or I don't know. I don't know what was going on. But she kind of like melted down and just said, okay, I'm just going to shut down the show and start my network. I'm going to start up the network. Okay, everybody come over to the network.
Oh, Debbie.
And then so I just left and came over here, and I'm doing my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. I know what you're saying, Baby Buns.
You're picking up what I'm putting down, baby. Oh, yeah.
We're on the network.
Holy shit, she's here. You fucking whore bag. I didn't know you were here, Debbie.
The American Badass. Here with you from Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network.
Alrighty then. Okay, let's take some calls. You want to take calls, Kishu? Are you up to this? Or are you?
Let's take calls.
All right, because we got tons of people.
I have to drive to Phoenix in a few hours and get on a fucking airplane and see you at the airport in like 10 hours. So let's do it.
We got tons of people on the board. Let's do this. Let's start with 408. This might be goofy. Let's see. Let's check and make sure this is goofy or not. 408. You're on the air. What's up?
Is this me, Vince?
Jesus Christ, Goofy. Are you alive?
Yeah, I'm just here eating cereal right now. I'm kind of upset what Debbie did today, because Debbie just fucking pissed me off, man. She Steve Ogled me. That fucking bimbo Steve Ogled me. Treated me like a low-life piece of shit that Steve Ogled is. That's how she treated me, man. I can't fucking believe this shit. I'm fucked up, and I'm eating cereal.
You sound so wasted right now, Goofy.
Is that Kishu? I love you, Kishu.
No, I love you too, Goofy Bone. You know, I'm going to be there tomorrow. But noon, I fly into Oakland. And Vince is going to pick me up.
Don't try to cockblock me, you dirty Mexican. All right?
Fuck you, fuck my co-host, you fucking bastard. Let me at least try to kiss Kishu.
Oh, speaking of your co-host, I was just banging her in the green room right now when you were talking to Kishu. Let me bring.
Fuck
let me.
You,
I'm. Are you? Do you think I'm shitting you? Do you think I'm shitting you?
No, she told me.
Yeah, well, she's out of the green room now. She put her clothes back on and fixed her hair. Mouse is now with us. Mouse, what's going on, baby?
Why'd you have to say it like that?
Well, you don't have to be shy, honey. You were good today.
You call your show and you don't fucking call my show, Mouse?
Goofy, I couldn't call your show. I told you that.
And then Miss Computer Lady got all stupid with me today. What the fuck kind of... Everybody
Goofy, what is wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I'm fucking fine. I'm here. I'm eating
no,
cereal.
No, you're not.
I'm great. What's wrong?
Goofy sounds very emotional right
this
now.
This does sound... This sounds like drama. This sounds like some drama right here.
Goofy is very emotional. He's been like that since his
oh,
show.
Oh, man. Debbie burned me today. Oh, I can't believe that shit. Oh, man. Be traded Friday on the Rhinox Network tomorrow, people. God,
oh, no,
Debbie burned me. Mr.
Oh, you know what?
Later,
you know what? I think what we have here is I think we have what we might have going here is not only like a love triangle or a love octagon or a love whatever pentagon. I think what we have here is another case of what I like to call affectionately here some people call it drama. And I think that word drama is a little overused. I mean, Goofy's got a great song called Drama, and it's a little bit, it's about some drama that is a little bit different. But when I hear drama here on Late Night BTR, I can only think of one thing, and that's the saga that never ends here. It doesn't matter. It's the characters change, the roles reverse, and traverse. Sometimes it's Debbie Daly, sometimes it's Kishu, sometimes it's Mouse. You know, it's never the same thing twice. But one thing's certain, the knights of BTR speak to all of us, don't they?
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the knights of BTR. This is Vince in the Bay, and these are the Knights of BTR.
That's right, tonight on the Knights of BTR, Vince in the Bay screws Mouse in the green room right under Goofy's nose. That's right. We pick up the story here. Goofy has just walked in on the green room. Poundage action that Vince was putting into Mouse's behind, and now he's flaming mad, and he just popped his cork the top of a soda can pop bottle, like one of those Jarritos, like limon. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, Goofy, right? Can you get me one of those, actually? Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know Goofy Bone, really, but beyond just being a bit character here in the BTR universe, he also doubles as the janitor here at BTR. And shut up for a second, you stupid Mexican, all right?
All right.
I'm obligated to give him airtime here. I know there's a lot of Goofy haters, that's for damn sure. But I'm obligated to give Goofy time here on the air because not only is he an employee here and a custodian here on the staff of VTR, But he's also a norteño. He's a very lethal gang member, and he has been known to knife people in the parking lots. And actually, that's how we met. One night, he jumped me in the parking lot and stole all my weed. And the next day, I confronted him, and we kind of hashed it out and had a heart to heart. And now we share blunts all the time. Outside the cafeteria, we crack the window late night here in the studio and in the cafeteria. And you know, he showed me a great trick how to get free sodas out of the soda machine. So hit Goofy up if you want to know little tricks of the trade here at BTR. I know a lot of people hate on you, Goofy, but you are a great resource here, and I love you, man.
Vince.
Yeah.
I got some haters too.
Oh, who's hating on you?
Oh, this feels so good. Your chat room. Like, I've never had this experience before.
Oh, there's a chat room? There's a chat room to this? Hang on. Where is that?
This is trolls, Mouse. That's called trolls.
It doesn't matter. I never had haters on BTR.
Now I'm
better.
Well, the hating is... Oh, Mouse, relax. Mouse, the hating is just beginning. Let's take some calls, shall we?
No, I don't mind it. I'm blown away. My name is all over the chat room.
Yeah. Area code 785, you're on with Vince and Goofy and Mouse and Kishu. What's up?
Hold on. I wanted to let you know that you and Bill Wagoner broke rule 1 and 2.
I'm not a troll, bro. If I was a troll, then I would have violated 1 and 2. But I'm not.
This is when you just start saying nigger, and then hang up.
I'm a faggot that fucks hoes.
What a silly negro.
All right. Let's put him on hold for a second. He sounded like he might have had a morsel of intelligence. He just had a bad... We just got off to the wrong... On the wrong foot.
Give him some cereal, Vince.
What?
Give him some cereal. I have some right now.
All right. I'm gonna mute the Mexican right now. Mexican's on timeout. And it's just myself, Mouse, and Kishu now. Myself and the goddesses, if you will. And we're taking calls. Let's go ahead and try this call here now. Let's take a blocked number here, 111. You're on with Vince, Kishu, and Mouse. What's up?
Hello?
Blocked? Yeah, that's you. What's up?
It's my horse. My horse is amazing. Give it a lick. By the stroke of his face, he turns into a plane, and then it's just like a game when you choke on it and wink it.
I can't place the song. What is that? It's kind of gay. I should know it.
Show you where the lemonade is made, sweet lemonade.
Oh, lemonade. Is that the Lemon Party reference? Sorry, I'm not up on that crap.
What a silly negro.
Okay. Let's go over here to area code 770. You're on with Vince and Mouse and Kishu. What's up?
Yeah, this is Tane.
Who?
I was wondering, Tane.
T-A-I-N?
T-A-Y-N.
Okay, cool. What's up, Tane?
Yeah, I was wondering, how much of Bill Wagner's cock did you suck?
Only the tip. Oh, he hung up.
But I got all of it.
Yeah,
he shot his load.
He shot his load in Kishu's eyeball, though. All right, moving on. We have another call. No, let's check back in with 785. 785, are you still there? What's up? Have you come up with something? What's on your mind?
Have you ever been to Gillinor?
No, not familiar with it. Tell us about it.
Well, see, it's this world, and you have this guy, and there's this problem that you have to fix. Are you gay?
Yes.
Wow.
You are?
Yes, I am. Flaming homosexual. I didn't know if it was, I guess I should have prefaced it at the beginning of the show. I thought it was obvious. Your gaydar didn't go off?
Hey, wait.
Oh my gosh, Dick Burns.
I can't hear you, bro. I can't hear you. You gotta take the microphone out of your anus and put it up to your mouth, okay? Talk through your mouth. All right, we're going to put you back on hold. Work out your technology, and I'll bring you back on the horn. In the meantime, I have a blocked caller on the line. Go ahead. You're on with Vince Mouse and Kishu. What's up? Hello? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, it's you. Okie dokie. Let's see. We do have other callers on the line, but their hands are not raised. So if you want to get in on the action, press the number 1, and that raises your hand and alerts me that you want to call in. All right, so we have 2 drunk folks on the line tonight, 2 people who are drunk tonight on the phone. That would be Melissa Hopkins and Goofy Bone. Now, for the next 20 minutes, we're going to do a poll. We do polling here on Vince in the Bay. And this poll is simply just a question. It's a quiz question, whatever you want to call it. Who do you think we're going to play this game, I guess, or whatever. Just bottom line, who do you think is more drunk tonight, Melissa Hopkins or Goofy Bone? In the chat room, just give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Just tell me in the chat room, who do you think is more fucked up tonight? Who is more pissed drunk, Goofy or Melissa Hopkins? Now before maybe you want to wait and hold off in your voting, let's hear from Melissa Hopkins first, and then Goofy Bone, and then you can decide who do you think is more sloppy drunk tonight. All right, so let's start with Melissa Hopkins. Melissa, how you doing, baby?
Not funny.
What do you mean not funny? Are you telling me you're sober?
I stayed up with this bad fucking voice to just give you a little support. The chat room's over the top. Maybe I'm just too old-fashioned, but no.
Oh, there's a chat room? There's a chat room? I keep hearing about this chat room. Somebody, for the love...
Can somebody please give me the link to the chat room? Where's the goddamn chat room?
Not there. I don't have a voice.
Where's the goddamn chat room? Where's this chat room?
I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't get it. But whatever. The point being, Melissa, you sound actually kind of sober and lucid. I'm shocked. All right. Okay, there you go. There you go. Contestant
shocking.
Number 1. What?
I just said shocking.
All right, folks. There you go. You heard Melissa Hopkins, contestant number 1. Do you think she doesn't sound very drunk tonight. Usually she's a little more pissed drunk than that. Let's try Goofy. Goofy, how you doing, bro?
She's not drunk, so I win the prize. I want her right now.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Mexican. What was that?
I said she's not drunk. Give me the prize, bitch. I want the weed. Give me the weed.
Oh, the prize isn't weed, bro. The prize is not weed.
Oh, I'm fucked up, man. I'm so fucked up, my eyes are watery. I don't know why. It's like, help me, help.
Lucy, you can't even talk right.
Mouse, you fucking call his show, and you don't even call my show.
We already had this conversation.
Didn't we? Holy fucking shit. I need a blunt. Mouse, roll me a blunt.
All right.
My God, this is disgusting. Anyway, I think it's pretty obvious Goofy is the drunkest caller on the line right now. Thanks for participating, Goofy. And we're going to take a little break here and hear a little more from Goofy. Speaking of drama, this is the track Drama from Goofy Bone. We'll be right back with your calls, 347-826-7667.
Chow time, gentlemen. Chow time.
Fuck you, pig!
All bells are whales for you then, motherfucker.
Fuck you, pig.
Come on, everybody. Chow time. Chow time.
Coming right back to me. Right back.
Drama.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Comes in all shapes and sizes.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Even got itty bitty surprise.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
That's why I always got my Glock.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Drama, it comes in all shapes and sizes. It even got itty bitty surprises. The Glocks are loaded, so let's go. It's time to create a murder show. Jump suckers in the streets trying to disrespect. Call me Cooey Soprano trying to put fools in check. What happened? Everyone was down for their crime. You wanna take that easy life and drop that dime. In the streets of San Jose, that don't work. If you don't got your paperwork, you're lying in dirt. I've seen it before, even my life's expendable. To the next man, you'll see the pressure light on cable. But are you able to sacrifice your life for the table? Underline that fact, if you're a coward, you're gonna get whacked. Pull up to his house while he's water his lawn, then you attack.
That's drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
The world is drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me. Right back to me, right back to me.
It's all drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Drama, now that's a very tight issue. It even got your mama crying up a tissue. Stupid motherfucker should have known his role. And now he's sleeping in a cemetery hole. If he did the job right, he wouldn't be dead. I put that on the north, I put a bullet in his head. For not listening to Pacific instructions. You fucked up, now you'll have to see the world of destruction. It's just life, it happens every day on the street. Nor accomplice is crying, that bitch will soon see defeat. Spend a mil .7 to try to get rid of us. Fuck gang task force, them bitches are scared of us. Acting like everything's alright. Hiding all our murders from the NBC News at night. Politicians, you're gonna need our vote one day. But because of that bitch, we're gonna turn our backs away.
That's drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
The world is drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
It's drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
It's all drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Drama, it even got your mind paranoid. Your baby's mama's calling the cops cause you try to avoid the situation this bitch put in front of you. There's a knock at the door, I guess they're coming after you. All handcuffed on the way to the county jail. You up in a hole, they take cold, just trying to make bail. Your mind is going a million miles an hour. Maybe you should've hit her, but you know you're not a coward. Looking at the charges, gotta say, what the fuck? Shaking your head, knowing that you're just shit out of luck. All this, just for a woman. Then they wonder why we always burn them. I'd rather be solo than to be up in the shit. I'm here struggling to live when I could've been rich. One day, I took the DNA test to see. I found out the truth, this little kid ain't from me.
Now that's drama.
Coming right back, right back to me.
The
world's drama.
Have to get
right back to me, right back to me.
You know the kids
right back
are.
Right back to me.
It's all drama.
Goofy, don't be.
Come right back to me. Right back to me.
Now that's drama.
Come right back to me. Right back to me.
The world's drama.
Come right back to me. Right back to me.
It's drama.
Come right back to me. Right back to me.
It's all drama.
Come right back to me. Right back to me.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low.
For the bitches that I got some shit up out of my dick. Now she think she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Motherfucking Vince in the Bay. Back with you. Shouts out to the Chit Chat Room. Holy crap, Ola. It's been popping tonight. I really appreciate the love. We have a lot of the loyal listeners in there, but we also have a legion of new supporters tonight. And I'd like to take a moment to give another shout out to Alcoholic, Almighty Sports Show, Awesome, Bro Laden, Brett Your Face, Bro Brett Young Face, Cock Monster, Derpa Mania, Dick Burns, Goofy Bone, whose track we just heard there a second ago, a plethora of guest listeners. We also have Haley 90, Kishu, Mouse, Nigaopolis. Nigaopolis. Sorry, it's Nigaopolis. Wow, Nigaopolis. I'm telling you, Nigaopolis and Awesome Bro Laden are up for Chip Chatter of the Night. Oh, he already left. He already left to go change his name again. That asshole. Of course, the two lovely goddesses on the program tonight, Kishu and Mouse, are in the chat room. Gentlemen, if you're wise, you'll be nice to the goddesses, Kishu and Mouse, holding it down. Arbanos. You know what that means in Spanish, right? Arbanos. 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 Our bathrooms is what that means. Los Baños is actually a town. Not too far from here up in Northern California. Simon Fox, Stabby McHugs, and Three Abu. And, there's more people below Three Abu. There's you Mad Bro and you Madden. Simon Fox says, Vince, we are all betting you will come in Kishu's hair while she is sleeping. Do you have any inside information? No, I don't. I don't have any information on that. Sorry, I can't help you, Simon Fox. Good question, though. Yeah, if you have questions for me, I can field those in the chat, too. Don't feel like you have to call in to ask me stuff or bother me. I'm totally open. I do anonymous messages. I haven't gotten anonymous messages in a long time. But what you can do is you can send me a private message on Blog Talk Radio and just say, you know, anonymous message, and I'll withhold your name. A lot of time people will submit anonymous messages saying, like, oh, for instance, let's say Simon Fox really hates Haley 90, but he doesn't want to let that out there directly. So Simon Fox will send me an anonymous message saying, Haley 90 is a bull dyke and enjoys playing Paul McCartney records backwards while rubbing her clit with a pickle. All right, here's an anonymous message. Anonymous message. Why did Debbie Daly tell off Goofy? And it's not spelled, and I'm paraphrasing here because it's not spelled very well. So, anonymous message. I'll read it how it's spelled. How about that? Why did Debbie? It's like Debbie, but without the E. Debbie, like the DBI, almost like it's like another federal, another branch of the federal government, the DBI. Anyways, this anonymous message, which reeks of salsa beans. Why did Debbie tell off Goofed? Okay, so people are also anonymous messaging saying anonymous message. Somebody needs more Bill Wagoner. So I guess over at Debbie's chat room, a lot of individuals in Debbie's chat room came across the buzzword Wagoner. Yes, try to type in the word Wagoner, spelled Wagoner. You know, it's not going to happen. Simon Fox says, mouse is like Precious plus Paris. Somebody asks an anonymous question. What is your favorite Bill Wagoner memory? I have it. I can play it for you. Do you want me to play my favorite Bill Wagoner memory? I will play it. It's also a part of the Knights of BTR. It's my favorite episode of Knights of BTR. And I can play it for you. It's only like 5 minutes. Let's see. Let's get a thumbs up. Let me ask my panel, get a consensus from the panel in the chat room. I can play my favorite Bill Wagoner moment if you want. Goofy, what do you think? You want to hear this?
You know, Vince, you got to put on the great Bill Wagoner. Let me get on my knees real quick and pray. Oh, Bill Wagoner! The great Bill Wagoner!
Christ. Stop, dude. Could you just stop?
Just stop.
That's enough. I'm muting him. All right. Mouse, wow.
I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, that's okay. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. I'm just going to keep him on mute for a little bit, see if he calms down.
Is there any way I can make it up to you?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'll play this clip. I'll put this clip on in a second, and you and I and Keisha will go over in the green room, and Keisha will put the strap on, and what we'll do is we'll do a train. I'll do you in your behind, and Keisha will take the strap on and nail me in my behind. Okay, are you ready, Keisha?
Oh yeah.
Get the strap on ready.
Oh yeah, definitely. I definitely want to do that.
All right. Okay. So all right, this is what we'll do. Well, hang on. Let me figure out what this caller. I have one caller on the line. I'm telling you, I'm down to take calls. People are complaining that there's no calls in the chat room. I literally have five callers on the board. One is Goofy, one is Mouse, one is Keishu, and then I have two blocked numbers. One with the hand up, the other just chilling. So let's check this one blocked number. Let's see who this is. 111. You're on the air. What's up? Hello, caller. Yeah. What's up? Okay. Oh, are you talking in Spanish? Are you like fapping while some Spanish porn or something? What's up?
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Whatever. All right, ladies, let's do this. Let's go in the green room and bang this out real quick. And while we're doing that, I'm going to leave these kids with a classic cut from the Knights of BTR. This is, you wanted it, you're going to get it right here. Check this out. What I'm going to do right now is cue this up and hope you enjoy this. This is a classic late night BTR moment featuring the one and only final boss of the internet, Bill Wagoner, and also starring in this episode, Debbie Daly, and making an appearance as sort of the jester or whatever. Geez, I don't know. He's just kind of like a heckler or something. The One Angry Jew. So this is a classic Knights of BTR moment featuring Debbie Daly, One Angry Jew, and the almighty final boss of the internet himself, Bill Wagoner. Enjoy.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the nights of BTR.
It's the subject of the conspiracy.
What conspiracy is that?
I don't know. What are you doing over there, you golden voice thing, you?
Oh, all kinds of good stuff. I'm just a little bit relaxed tonight. Just chilling out a minute. Talking philosophy here for a minute here. I'm talking about cool things.
Well, you know, philosophy is a, is, what did that song say? Is a dog on or something. Yeah, I'm having a show. It's sort of a slow show, but I don't care. I just was bored and wanted to play on BTR.
Well, it's Saturday night.
Well, la-dee-da.
There it is.
Hi, Jack. Get back to my show.
Well, it seems BTR banned one of my IPs again.
Well, that's what we got to learn. I told you the other night, man. I told you. I've been telling you.
I'm not sure why.
I'm not sure
why they did that, though.
Yeah, if you could buy this platform, what are you talking about?
That's all right. I can change my IP at will now.
That's right. Easy. You guys ever heard of the band Pantera? Either one of you?
No, but I've heard of the color chart.
Okay, you've heard of Metallica?
and I loved eating that in that restaurant. They got great bread.
Okay, you hear of Metallica? Well, I'm the Metallica singer. Okay, I'm the heavy hardcore Pantera singer. That's me.
Right. And what? Sing in Metallica.
What's that?
What do you sing in Metallica?
Oh, I can do anything by Metallica. It's no big deal.
The Black Conservative has been asking people on his show to contribute money to pay for BTR. Now, have you seen where he lives?
No, I don't even know his name.
His name is Kenny L. Bolton. He used to be a pastor, but he's been defrocked. Kenny has people on his show saying, hey, I'm on disability, I'm on SSI. I can't afford it, but I'll do without HBO or I'll do without cable for a month to keep the Black Conservative show going. Meanwhile, he's collecting money on PayPal and probably collecting 10 times what it costs him to pay them for a month. And sitting there letting these people who have no money give him money. And that's what he's all about, because all his court records
show. Somebody does that, Jew. When somebody does that, who's the idiot? You know, I mean, the beggar. Or think about it, the beggar or the giver.
The idiot is the grifter.
Is that me or you, Bill?
Yes, it should be. Yeah, it should be. Oh, it should be buyer beware. But these people believe in the Black Conservative. He's a grifter. I think that's what it's all about.
So you and Debbie buried the hatch, obviously.
I was never angry at Debbie.
Oh, give it. You hate my guts, bitch.
Debbie,
you know.
Debbie
you
thinks I'm one of the most evil people in the world, but I'm one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Let's make BTR history. I love you, Jew.
No, we're not making that tonight. But
you're a good buddy. Yeah, I've always thought you're a good guy. I always stuck up for you.
Great guy.
Now, I just can't stand these rumors, Debbie. I can't stand these rumors about people saying that you want me dead. I don't understand that.
Jesus Christ, I'm a goddamn soccer mom. I want you dead. Jesus Christ, how stupid is that?
I know, but it's like a constant... No, I don't believe it, but I hear these things. I go, what are the freaking hell are we...
You should hear what I hear.
I couldn't imagine.
You should hear some of the shit they tell me. They played an audio of you. Check this out. And I can play it for you right now if you don't believe me. They have an audio of you saying, I have 10, this is you talking, boys, I have $10,000 in a Visa prepaid card for y'all if you will go and kill Debbie Daly. It's on YouTube. It came out today.
What?
This is Vincent the Bay, and these are the Knights of BTR.
Oh, yeah. There it is. What do you think of that, huh? Ha ha. Classic BTR drama. I'm back with Mouse and Kishu. Ladies, thank you for that time well spent in the green room. Sorry I had to be a quickie like that. Hello? No? Is this thing on?
Oh, hi.
You guys are still putting your clothes on, I understand. But still, appreciate the love, literally.
I'm still packing and I'm stressed out and
I gotta wipe
tired.
Off real quick.
Okay, so I want to take Bro Laden has got to cut out. It's past his bedtime, so I want to award him with his prize. Congratulations, Osama bin Laden, for winning the award with best chit chatter name of the night, and you win a free pile of dirt. Congratulations, free dirt is yours. It's already sifted. There's also some non-sifted dirt as well. If you want something that's non-sifted, we have both for you. And you can take it. You can take as much or as little as you want. It's free for days for you, my brother. Free dirt. Yeah, you get it by calling the number here at 727-204-8647. Once again, free dirt for you. 727-204-8647. Free dirt for you, my brother. And here you go. Pasting it in the chat room right now. My man wins some free dirt right here on Blog Talk Radio, courtesy of Vince in the Bay. That's right, Vince in the Bay, making all your dreams come true. And, wow, I'm a little parched here. We lost Melissa Hopkins. She passed out. Let's see what's going on with Goofy. Goofy, are you still there?
Fuck, Vince, I was here listening to you guys fucking getting fucked on me. I'm sitting down on the couch. It's like, hello. I know you're purposely hitting Mouse against the wall so I can hear it. It's all good, Vince. You don't got to try to get back at me, but I want to talk about what Debbie Daly did to me today. Do you have time or we can wait later?
Go ahead. Do it right now.
Debbie burned me, man. She did me like Steve Ogle. I knew she was going to do it. I'm fucking a junior prognosticator. I should get the merit badge. Fuck, I told her she was going to do that to me. And what'd she do? Jane came on, tickled her fucking little twat, and got her all excited, and put me on the spot like I was some fucking punk motherfucker. I can't believe Debbie did that to me. And the fucking nerve of her, she giggles and treats me. I go way back before the troll wars and all that shit with Debbie Daly, man. I was fucking there when Debbie Daly was nothing on Blog Talk Radio. I was there. She would come on my shows, and I would tell everybody, go to Debbie Daly's fucking show. Look in the archives, bitches. BTR.com/goofybone. And fuck, she had the nerve to fucking do this to me. Who the fuck she thinks she is? You know what I'm saying? And you know who snitched on her? And it wasn't even Bill Wagner, one-eyed Jew. Wasn't even nobody. It was somebody she knows. Somebody who is close to her on her side. They want her off of Blog Talk Radio. Why? Because it's destroying her family. Yeah, the janitor knows everything. Why? Because I talk to these people in real life. I fucking know everything. You know what I'm saying?
So now they got the BTR people. They had a red person in the room the other day. I think his name was Triple H or HRK or some fucking crazy shit like that. But, yeah, he was in the chat room. And you know what I'm saying? And it was just fucking crazy. What's up? Am I live, Vince, or am I just talking to myself?
No. All right, let's bring Goofy back on. I had him secretly in the green room. He didn't even know it. The screening room. That's my new trick. I locked the Mexican up in the screening room for a little bit, and just let him talk in there for a while when he's drunk. I do that with Melissa Hopkins too. And oh shit, I already brought him on. Oh, Mexican, you're on. What's up, dude? Hello, Goofy Bone, are you there? Hello, Goofy Bone. Earth the Goofy Bone. All right, well, fuck Goofy Bone. All right, I got a request earlier. Somebody in the chat room, I was playing the Bill Wagoner clip, and somebody requested for me to play the clip of Ghost calling out the Bill Wagoner crew while he was talking to Bill Wagoner. Here's another classic Bill Wagoner. This is not Bill Wall. You don't hear Bill talk, except I think he just kind of says all, Ghost, about all he says, but Ghost gives Bill Wagoner a little beat down because he's getting pissed off because the BWC is just here it is. Just listen. This is Ghost talking about the BWC with Bill Wagoner.
All I'm trying to do is put a broadcast out there for people to learn from so they don't have to sit on their fat asses and complain that I ain't got no opportunity because my kids and all this other crap. And lo and behold, I've got Bill Wagoner crew, shoved so far up my anal passage. I mean, why don't you just tell them to take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack already, Bill?
Okay, what I would like to get is a recording of one of Bill's songs. Bill used to have a rock and roll band. I mean, Bill is a real legit rock star, like literally. He grew up as a rock and roll musician back in Cincinnati, Ohio. As the leader of a thrash metal band, and he used to play, hell, I think Slayer used to open for him, and I think he did a tour with Journey one time, and I'm pretty sure he did a co-headline with Whitesnake at one point. And then he dropped off the metal scene, he got into politics, and, of course everybody knows he... he became the final boss of the internet when it was created. They thought, well, hey, who better to do it than Bill Wagoner? I mean, check him out. He's a fucking god on the metal scene. I think it's perfect. He'll make a perfect transition to final boss of the internet. Al Gore, the guy who created the internet, appointed Bill Wagoner the final boss when the internet was created in 1969 at the end of the War of 1812. And so, long story short, Bill Wagoner has been running the internet for the past, 20 years, at least. That's as long as I've been on the internet. And, yeah, as far as I've been on the internet, he's been the final boss. And so that's a brief little refresher. I don't know, I got off on a tangent there. But if you have questions, just call in, give me, I'll answer them. We have members of the BWC floating around out there all over the place. Oh, you know what? Speaking of requests, somebody wake Alcoholic up. Yo, Alcoholic, wake up, my knee grit. I loaded up this song that I'm pretty sure Alcoholic requested this song like last week or something, and I loaded it up, but I don't think I ever played it. So, Alcoholic, riddle me this. Did you at one point request Gigi Allen's Carmelita by Gigi Allen? Carmelita. I believe that was a request by you at one point, and I don't think I fulfilled it, but I didn't forget. Yeah, or maybe that was Brett. Was that you, Brett? I get Brett and Al mixed up. Oh, Brett confirms. Very well. Okay. Thank you, Cock Monster. I haven't seen E-Bomb's World. I'll check it out one of these days. Let's do this then. I don't have any additional callers. I just banged out Kishu and Mouse. This time, I think I'm going to switch it around. I'm going to stick it inside a Kishu, and Mouse is going to put on the strap on and stick it inside of me. So, and what we like to call that around here is, we affectionately call it, a lot of things, but Ghost calls it a, what do you call it, Ghost?
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Yeah, so did Alcoholic wake up? Fuck Alcoholic. Maybe this will wake him up. I'm going to take a break. Call me, 347-826-7667. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say, stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way, in your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say, stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way, in your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say, stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way, in your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say, we got talent.
Hey, Vince in the Bay, back with you, and I have, of course, with me Mouse and Kishu. We're holding it down we're holding it down for another 45 minutos, and tomorrow night Kishu will be. Well, I don't even know if we'll be in studio tomorrow night. We're gonna have the show tomorrow night, the Wombats show. So I think we'll probably do an early show if we do anything tomorrow. I'll play that by ear tomorrow. I don't know.
Then again, I'm going to need a nap because I don't think I'm going to sleep at all tonight.
Yeah. Right on. Well, so don't – if I do a show tomorrow night, it's going to be either super late or really early. I don't know. We'll see what's up. But, starting either tomorrow or the next day, Kishu's going to be in studio. That'll be – Unless she pulled like a really great troll on me, she'll be in studio. And fuck, we'll take calls and Mouse. I'm sorry, but I'll line you up for the week after if you don't mind. It's just a booking thing. Kishu was only open this week, so I'll get you out. You'll be in studio next week. All right, honey.
Whenever you can have me.
All right. Oh yeah.
Okay, Vince, can you, like, mute me? Because I don't know how to use my new phone, and I don't know how to
okay,
mute it, and
okay.
I really
I
just
love
want to mute
my
phone
My pleasure. My pleasure. I love muting you. Would you like me to mute you in the chat room as well? How about we do that? Let's play Mute Kishu on the line and in the chat. So if you'll notice right now, if you're a newbie or new fag or whatever they call it on BTR, I can mute Kishu in the chat, and now she can't talk shit in the chat or on the phone. All right? So the next 15 minutes are going to be Kishu-free. Here on Disorderly Conduct. I see Goose, Wild Goose, in the chat room. I haven't talked to you in a while, Goose. So I got 45 minutes to go, bro. Call in. Give me the scoop. Tell me what's new. What's going on with we were talking about the final boss of the internet, Bill Wagoner. Now, a lot of newbies are probably wondering, who's this Steve Ogles? Who is Ogs? And I think there are two gentlemen that are orbiting right now that have great insight into who I consider it. Now, you have the final boss of the internet, Bill Wagoner. Now, you also have this other now leading entity in the BTR, late night BTR universe, and that's Steve Ogles. And Steve Ogles, I call the puppet master, the BTR puppet master. And he kind of manipulates all the trolling activity that's going on here late night. And he creates all the memes. He's behind everything. It's unbelievable how everything traces back to him. He knows Ghost's true identity. He knows Old Rooter's true identity. He knows Debbie Daly's true identity. He knows my true identity. He knows everything. Steve Ogle is the key to the universe. At least, and by universe, I mean Blog Talk Radio. I do have a caller here with a hand up block number. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, I'm a slut and I'm proud. I'm a slut and I'm proud.
Okay. More or no? I did. Lou? See, now, I don't even consider that a soundboard, really. Because technically a soundboard should be, you know, you've got your equipment all linked up where it just plays through the output of your system. And that obviously was played, it was just like his microphone pressed up against the speaker. And I think that's a failed troll. I'm sorry. I don't know. We'll go around the room here and see what the consensus is. But I'm saying fail troll. That's just my personal opinion. Let's go around to our panel here. What do you guys think? Goofy, we'll start with you. Was that a fail troll or not?
I don't even... Yeah, he's fail. Yeah, sure, why not? He's fail. He's fail. He's fail.
Yeah. Oh, you get a fail from Goofy. How about Kishu? What do you think?
I think it was a major win just because of the fact that it was a ghost clip and how many times you get callers that actually have ghost clips. You know? I mean, most
well,
of
considering,
are just
considering
a bunch of
I ha- well, considering I have a ton of ghost clips myself.
I've never heard that
ghost clip. Mine would be fucking real soundboards because my shit's like, you know who's got soundboards? If you want to talk about soundboards, FRD, that fat red dragon guy from 420 Grounds House, now that dude has soundboards because
yeah.
His shit's all fucking networked into his mixer or outboard, whatever. He's got his shit all linked up so it comes through at broadcast quality. Now that's soundboard, right?
That's not some guy
with his
good.
Fucking
that's
iPhone, you know, pointed up to his speaker on his fucking Sony laptop that LulzSec hacked today. Yeah, if you have anything by Sony, good luck with that. If you have any, if you're some one of these these kids that's on the PlayStation all day and all night, and that's your life. Your life is everywhere now. It's broadcast all over the place, thanks in part to Lulzsec. Check them out, Lulzsec. It's twitter.com/Lulzsec.
The Lulz boat.
The Lulz. Yeah, they are the Lulz boat. In fact, we haven't played the goddamn Lulz boat this hour.
We haven't played
the Lulz boat this hour. We should give a shout out to Lulzsec while we're at it.
Can we play the Wombats or something?
No, fuck the Wombats. Everybody jump aboard. It's the Lulz boat. Everybody's getting on it. Check it out. Twitter.com/Lulz. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and Lulz. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you. Lulz boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lulz boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And Lulz won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's Lulz. Welcome aboard. It's Lulz. All right. I promise that's the last time I'm going to play that tonight. Until I play it again tomorrow or whenever. All right, let's take some calls. I got a caller here, 787 area code. You're on. What's up? Wow, is that the troll? Just feedback? Oh, crappy. Oh, yeah. Wait, hang on. Simmer down. Relax. Let me cue up some music for you, bro. Let me cue up some. Oh yeah, you know what? Before I'm done, don't remind me to play some Dick Burns. I got a Dick Burns clip. I got to upload that. Yeah. So people are blowing me up on Skype here. Shouts out to Brian or whoever that was. Let's see. Okay, so Mouse, you're still with me, Mouse.
Yes.
And Kishu, both with me still. And Goofy, surprising. Let's check back in with the drunk Mexican. Hey, Goofy, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Nothing. I'm arguing with people in the chat. I'm trying to go to bed. And
Goofy, go to bed.
They're fucking acting stupid, man.
Turn off your computer and just go to bed.
All right, good night. Bye.
Bye.
Night, Vince. Night. Kishu, I love you. And I hope I can see
you.
Kishu, I love you. And Vince, bye.
All right, Goofy. Thanks for coming through, bro.
I'm going to bed.
Be safe. Be safe.
Bye. Hooray. DWC forever.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that? That guy really wants to be in the BWC. Like, I think he really, like, seriously wants to be in. How does that make you feel? being a member of the BWC, Kishu, how does that make you feel?
That makes me feel like I'm winning.
I have
But you know what? I don't put a lot of credence in that. Just because Goofy, he seems like the kind of guy that any like passing fad, he would just jump aboard. He's like, oh goddamn, you know the Pittsburgh Steelers won this year. I'm a Steelers fan. Yeah. Oh, the BWC is the best troll group. I'm on the BWC. Yeah. He's just like, and he always wants. Actually, you know what? All he really wants to do, all this stuff aside. All he really wants to do, his full end game, his modus operandi or whatever it is, Goofy just wants to make T-shirts.
T-shirts?
He just wants to make T-shirts.
Mm.
swear to God, every time something new flips up on that stupid dirty Mexican's radar, he wants to make a T-shirt. Like the first time he found out about ghosts, he's just like, "Hey man, I want to make a ghost T-shirt." Hey ghost, he goes on ghost problem. Hey ghost, can I make a T-shirt of you? Ghost, like, I don't care. I don't give a shit. Well, yeah, make a T-shirt. Go ahead, capitalize. Do it. Yeah, get out of here. And then, of course, you know, now the BWC is on his radar now, and he's just like, "Hey guys, can I make a T-shirt to the BWC? Would you wear that?" Oh, I'm sorry. That's his entree. It's. Hey, Kishu. If I made T-shirts that said, BWC for life, would you wear them? Would you wear one?
Oh yeah, I wear one, baby buns.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Vince, I need to get some sleep as well.
Yeah, go to bed. Go to bed.
An hour
to
sleep.
Go ahead.
Cat now.
Get out of here. Me and Mouse.
I'm finally getting tired, so I'm gonna try to sleep. But Dick Burns, if you're listening, I love you. Stop being a douche. And good night, everybody. And I'll see you soon, Vince in the Bay.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. Good night, Mouse. Have a good night. And hopefully you can get down to San Francisco soon.
I'm all the way in Florida.
No, she's on the East Coast. It's like really late. It's like, what, geez, 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m. for you right now?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Well,
my God.
You need to get out to the West Coast.
Yeah.
Good night, Simon
best
Fox.
Coast.
And I
the
love
best
you too,
coast.
Brett Youngface. And yeah. And bye, cunt, to you too, baby buns. I love you all. And, you sound like my sister. Maybe I am your sister and you want to come find out? Okay, I gotta go. I love you guys. Bye.
Right.
Bye.
There she goes, Kishu. Kishu Zakova, the secret double agent, former KGB informant, and my co-host almost every night here on Blog Talk Radio. And also, speaking of co-hosts, my co-host for the next half hour holding it down is going to be Mouse. Shouts out to John Brand. I don't know if he's in the chat room. I can't see the chat room, but he has sent me some secret microfilm, some microfiche.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not microfilm. Sorry, it's audio recordings. I gotta accept this one. I fucking hate Skype and. Incoming file. All right, here we go. I have to tell you, I have some incoming audio. This is some breaking stuff. I still haven't played Dick Burns' audio either. But apparently there's some epic Steve Ogle winnage going on. And I'm going to check this out. Oh, wow, classic Oggs right there. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one, John Brown. All right, dude. Fuck, man. I feel like fucking Debbie Daly right now. Oh, my God, John Brown just sent me an audio file. Okay, well, I don't know. I just got to play this remix that's Black Betty remixed with Queen that I play every single time. So I'm going to play that while John Brand sends me downloads of his nipples, nipple claps, and then I'm going to laugh with him on Skype while you guys listen to Donna Summer played for 8 minutes on Boob. And then, I'll probably get some audio off the board, and John Brand will probably message me, and I'll go show my boobs to him and shut down the show early, pretend like I have a nervous breakdown.
That's how she really talks?
More or less, yeah.
I can't really sit down and listen to her for some reason.
Am I fucked now? Did I just see what Bill Wagoner did or was guilty of? Is that what I just did? Oh, man, I don't understand this. I don't understand the Skype. Like, I'm trying to download and upload and stop transfers and making mass pictures and...
Oh, put me on Skype. I'm Mousy100.
Mousy100? Oh, you don't want to say that on here. Well, it's too late now. Well, it's
all... I only accept people that I know.
What was that? Mousy100?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me do that right now. All right, this is so Debbie Daly. This is sick. All right, fuck it. I love Debbie Daly. She knows I'm just kidding. I will play... All right, so fucking John Brown is saying play that cunt. Well, you play my fucking cornhole, you piece of shit, John Brand. All right, let me upload this piece of garbage that John Brand is fucking whacking his cunt hole to. Let's see, what's it called? Augs Loaded? Oh, yeah, it's totally Augs Loaded. It's great. I just got part of it.
I love your voice.
Really?
Yes.
Aw, I like your voice, too. You have a really cute voice. You do sound... Mouse is a good nickname for you. I don't know why I called you Smoke for some reason.
I don't know either.
Maybe because you're smoking hot.
The whole time while Goofy's been drunk, he's been calling me Moose, so...
Oh, Moose?
Yeah.
That's funny. You know, my ex-girlfriend... her boyfriend, who she was with prior,
mm-hmm.
her nickname for him was Moose.
Really?
And check this out. She was so fucking batshit crazy that she turned him gay, literally. Like, I swear
wow.
to God, she turned this guy gay because she was so psychotic.
Wow.
Insane. Totally insane. Augs Loaded. Oh, my God. Okay. You know what? Fucking what's your name? John Brand. You know what? You can. Why don't you just stick your butt plug up your cornhole right now, and just sit on it for a little bit. Go hop up on a stool somewhere in the kitchen, and just cram down on your butt plug. All right, pal. And while you're doing that, I want you to stroke your shaft with your right hand. And then I want you to sort of wax the tip with your other hand, and do that for I don't know about 2 minutes, and that should be enough time for me to upload your clip, you piece of shit.
That sounds like it should feel good.
Oh really? You can do that too, Mouse, if you want, but just you know you can adapt it for your vagina if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Oh, that's... Oh, my God. Wow. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to upload this clip as fast as I fucking can so we can...
No, go slow.
Okay, I'll take my time. My bad.
Thank you.
Okay, Augs Loaded. This is going to be epic. She sounded like she got cut off there. Are you still there? All right. We got another caller here. Let's take the caller. 111 here. What's up?
Everybody, go to ImageFap and search Lolly. Quick. Now.
Okay. I didn't catch that, but I'll go back in the archives and check out. Yeah. Shouts to John Brand. It's coming up for you, bro. On the way. All right. Let's, you know what? I haven't done this in a while. I'm going to have to... I want to play the proper, you know, this is also goes out to old school listeners of the program. Back in the day, meaning 2 months ago, I had three individuals that used to, I hate using the term, but troll my show. But I, at the same time, they were very valued listeners and callers. Well, there's more than three, but the three in the chat were Sloppy Swarm, Carlito from Mexico, and Matilda Blankets. Those three were like my home skillets back in the day. And I forgot where I'm going with this. Oh yeah, the roll call, the chat roll call is this was submitted to me by I think Carlito from Mexico, if I'm not mistaken. But let me cue this up. And this is what they used to want me to always play every time I announced the people in the chat room. And I haven't done it in a long time. So I'm going to resurrect it in honor of the memory of Carlito from Mexico, Sloppy Swarm, and Matilda Blankets. Here we go. This is a chat roll call with Vince in the Bay. Okie dokily, here we go, kiddos. Shouts out to the Chit Chatters, Alcoholic, Brett, Young the Face, BX Vitamins, Cock Monster, Derpa Mania, GGT 183, Haley 90, Hugh G Rection, Kishu, Mouse, Nigaopolis, Nigerian Nigger Power, Simon Fox, and Stabby McHugs, 3 Abu, Top Model 2011, and You Mad Bro. Shouts to y'all for coming through. And if you missed it earlier, we had, what was it, Osama Von Brosif, or I have no idea. So that Augs Cliff is warming up. Let's see. Let me take a look over here. Hang on. Oh, I heard my best quote of the day. Oh, my God. I don't know if you... Have you guys... all right. Shut off that fucking music. God damn it. Shut off the music. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Here we go. I'm waiting for the Augs Cliff to load. I don't know if it's here yet. Let me see. We have Augs. Okay, we have Augs. All right, I'm going to play this clip in just a second. No, I'll just play it right now. Okay, let me set it up. The Augs clip. All right. So there's this gentleman. His name's Steve Ogle, and he is, I dub him the puppet master of BTR. And he's very sneaky. He's very sly. He plays things off. Like, he tries to play things off like he's drunk, like he's a filthy, sloppy drunk. But he's really a world-renowned fashion photographer, and he's a kick-ass drummer. You know, he can play Rush tunes. The drums are you know Rush, the band Rush.
No.
Oh, you don't know the band Rush?
No.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God. Are you serious? You don't know Rush?
I'm very serious. I might have heard one of their songs, but probably don't know them by name.
Dude, okay, hang on. Okay, they're basically like progressive rock music.
Mm-hmm.
Like geek music, like math rock, like that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, here, I'll play this. You've heard this. Come on. Song right here. Classic rock. Check it out. Thing, you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, interesting. I've never heard that music before.
No, you never heard of Rush? Okay, well, that's Rush. So this guy's into that kind of shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this guy's into that kind of shit. He can play drums like that. Like the drummer right there, his name's Neil Peart. He's Canadian, and he's a drummer, and he's awesome. His drum set has like 8,000 pieces to it. It's insanity.
Wow.
All right. right, so long story short, I'm going to play a clip from Steve Oggs right now on my show, a sex-exclusive, right here for you, Mouse. This is courtesy of our good friend, John Brand. Here we go. Steve Ogle, classic. This is another classic Ogle moment.
Steve's all back. What's up, Debbie? How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up with you, Steve?
I'm fine, hon. How are you? Sure, good. And I'm just checking some stages, and there you are.
What do you mean you're checking stages?
Did the show and we're not with not, and then I did the show with like four other people, so I kind of clocked those guys out.
Can we cut them off?
Starting new is fresh.
Oh my god, whoever you thought it. It's craziness. No one would ever think that way.
See, are you okay?
I'm just laughing my ass off.
I know.
That's 100% definite. That every word you said was important, and that
hit me in that.
And anything you need, let us know. We'll be there. All right, please.
Wow, dude. Wow. I think that's it. I think that's the clip. All right, thanks to John Brand for that. That was funny. All right, I have another caller here. 111, you're on the air. What's up?
Every word you said was important.
Turn down your radio. Turn down your radio. You're on the air. What's up?
Let us know. We'll be there. All right, please.
Wow, dude. Wow. I think that's it. I think that's the clip. All right, thanks to John Brown for that. That was funny. Hello. All right, I have another caller here. 111, you're on the air. What's up? Hello? Caller. Caller.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Sorry about that. I had to get rid of the trash there. My bad. Hey, Mouse. You know what?
Yes.
I'm done with all this nonsense with the callers. I think we should just get freaky.
You know I'm down.
All right, let's get freaky. This is Too Short style. It's time to get freaky, baby.
These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well.
Oh, yeah. Represent the Bay. Yeah, it's after 12 a.m. here on the best coast. Doing some outreach to the Beast of the East. I'm talking about my girl holding it down here, Mouse in the house. Hey, Mouse, why don't you give a little shout out to all the boys and girls in the chat room? Let them know what they're missing.
I want to give a shout out to all my new haters. I really appreciate y'all, especially the ones that think that I'm fat and don't know me, and everybody else that's just chilling and keeping it real.
Oh, yeah. God, you're so delicious. Wow.
What flavor?
Oh, baby, I got to book you for my, I think I'm going to just start having from now on, I'm just going to have my co-hosts are just going to be ladies that visit me in studio. So I'm hoping to line you up very soon, sister.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't, you know, if the last time we did a Freaky Tales segment, a freaky time segment, it was with Mouse. She was my co-host last week. Kishu was off last Friday, Free Ball Friday, and Mouse sat in with me and sat on me and sat under me, and oh my God. And she introduced me to this new video connection feature. Well, it's not, it's new to me. I guess it's been there this whole time, but apparently at BTR, you can connect via video chat. And oh, wow. Mouse apparently remembered how to do that. So, yeah, you can accept video chat requests, and I just accepted one from Mouse again, and I think I'm going to have to start touching myself. Oh, my God, I think I'm going to, as Ghost would say, I think I'm going to have to drop my pants and start waxing my carrot.
Let me wax it.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Holy shit. Wow. She is... Did you have, like, some background in gymnastics or something, Mouse? God bless Blog Talk Radio and this video chat feature. If you don't know what I'm talking about, kids, what you have to do is you just connect to somebody in a private chat, and then once you connect with them, there's a little icon for a video chat connection. It's a little, looks like a little webcam icon. Oh my God.
Stop it, Mouse.
I'm trying to tell people about this feature, and you're using this feature against me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Your feature's against me.
Go ahead.
Wow, she's got an amazing ass. Holy shit. Yeah, so anyways, you get on the private chat, and then there's a little icon that for a webcam. And that's how you connect via. Oh my God. Alright, I think I gotta go alleviate myself. Oh wait. Alright, let's take a call real quick. I think somebody wants to get freaky with us. Alright, it's too late. We only have 12 minutes to go. So let's take this call. 111, you're on the air. What's up?
That for a webcam.
Oh, it's that fucking asshole again who is listening on their computer and have us on the phone. And they apparently haven't figured out that there's a lag time between the two. So new troll, whatever you want to call them, I gotta tell you, bro, you're eventually gonna get to this in about 20 seconds. But there's a lag time between monitoring off your computer and then when you call in. If you call in, you're on live on the call. If you're listening in the chat room off your computer, You're listening to like about a 10-second delay, okay? So get with the program and start playing for the home team.
Maybe
it's okay.
They're just fascinated by that, the lag time. I don't know.
Yeah.
People are easily amused like that.
Good times. Anyway, we're getting close to shutting things down. It's been a blast. I've had a really good time. Thank you, Mouse, for holding it down with me towards the second half of the show. It's been great having you here as my muse.
You know you're my BTR boo.
And did I add you on Skype yet? Jesus Christ, am I that stupid and retarded and didn't do that yet? What was it again?
Mousy 100.
Mousy?
E-Y.
E-Y and 100?
Right.
All right. There you go.
I love you too, the per however you pronounce your name.
Oh, I'm already friends with you on there. Are you kidding me?
You are?
Oh. Maybe not. Let me see.
I don't know what picture I have on there. I think it's the picture of me touching
I guess I'm not. All right, I sent you a request. So, all right, so basically all the trolls in the chat room are going to hit you up as well, but it's okay.
Okay.
They're good people.
Anyway.
They're good people. They're having a good time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Simon Fox, you wanted one more clip to be played. I'm not going to play any more clips, dude.
Okay.
I'm done playing clips. I'm just going to talk. I do a talk show, dude. It's blog talk radio. It's not blog clip, not blog, like playback some other show radio. That's the one critique I have about Debbie Daly is sometimes she gets a little bit too crazy with her, with playing back her shows and stuff, and it just, sometimes it just becomes a show about past shows, which always kind of bummed me out. Like when you were listening, when you were watching, at least me, I grew up in the 80s watching sitcoms, and we got this asshole on the phone again. Let's see if he figured out his technology. 111, you're on the air. What's up?
Are you a pedo?
No, I'm not. I'm a creep. Creeper.
Oh, my God. Do me, please.
Not now. I got a headache.
Ah, damn it.
Insulin in for later.
God. I tell you, this is what I have to put up with. Oh, no, what I was saying, I was trying to make an analogy with, like, growing up watching, like sitcoms.
Right.
And the thing that always pissed me off is where they would, instead of just showing a rerun, they would do these episodes where they would like do like sort of a greatest hits. You know what I mean? Like they do it with Seinfeld. They do it with different Strokes. All sitcoms throughout the 80s and 90s, they used to always have like a best of show. And those always pissed me off because like they'd play a clip from like a classic show. And, like, you'd be all, like jazzed on the clip, and then they cut it off and go to the next one. It's just like, ugh, just play an old, great episode. Don't, you know, don't play greatest hits, or just don't do a show. Just don't do a show. If you're just going to play the goddamn clips from the old shows, just tell people, just put a fucking thing up on your page that says, no show tonight. Check out this show. I would have, you know, this is what you should be listening to. Instead of me doing a show, just playing this clip for you, just go to listen to this old show. I hate that, dude. I really... Oh, God. Sometimes
people are really
into my voice. What?
I said people must be really into my voice. They want to hear me moan.
That's why I have you on my Skype now, sister. We're going to take care of that really soon.
And you're going to hear me moan, like, the whole time we're on Skype.
Damn. Oh, boy.
I'll give you a little preview later, before the show is over.
Oh, are you telling me that this thing that you just did in a second ago in the video chat, that wasn't the preview? Well, I can't wait to see what the preview is. So that's like the teaser. Oh, like that's, again, it's like I think of like a Hollywood analogy. It's like there's the, you have the trailer and then you have the teaser. And then you have the teaser trailer and then you have the trailer teaser. And then you have the extended trailer. Then you have the internet trailer. And then you have the movie trailer.
Really,
then you have the TV trailer.
Right,
and then you have the fucking, you know, the trailer for your fucking cornhole. The trailer for, just seriously, the trailer for while you're at the gas station pumping your gas. We have a gas station here right around the corner from my house that literally has a little LCD monitor at every pump on the station, at the station, that plays like, you know, little like 20, 30 second news clips, weather, little like outtakes from sitcoms.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. If I was homeless and I didn't have a place to live and a TV, I would just sit at, you know, in front of the fucking gas station fucking filling thing. It's like a little miniature direct TV right there. It's retarded. Like, I don't know why more homeless people don't do it. I would do it. In fact, you know what? That's going to be one of the things I'm going to put on my list. Kishu's going to be here for a week, and we're just going to be pranksters. I think I'm going to dress up as a homeless person, and just beg for change outside of the Quickie Mart, and get up enough change together where I can get myself like some fucking corn nuts or something, and I will just sit in front of one of these little monitors they have attached to the pumps at this gas station. And I'm just going to sit there and just watch the news, check out the weather, and I'll have Kishu film it for me.
Night.
Yeah, it'll be badass. I'm also going to have Kishu film me fapping on camera, stroking my cock, and I'll send that to you, Mouse. Just
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be just for me, or will I just be one of the people that gets a copy?
Well, we can discuss that off air. We got to wrap up the show here in a second. I got this butt stalker wants to do one more prank call. Let's try him one more time. All right, dude, what's up? Block caller, you're on.
Ben, could you moan for me, please? I need to wank off.
Oh,
I'm close
yeah.
to coming.
Oh yeah, I will totally moan
do
for
it.
You. Let me let me cue up the music, and we'll have a big orgy here on air. All right, let's do this. Let me get this queued up. I'm gonna dim the lights. Hang on. Let's get this. Let's do this right. All right. You ready, Mouse? You want to do this?
Yeah. Let's go.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. It's okay if we cross swords. It's not gay. All right. All right, Mouse. Bend over, Mouse. Oh.
Okay. Go.
Take my ass.
Oh wow. Baby.
That's it. Hey, I'm fapping. Definitely this is nice.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, bro.
Oh yeah. I gotta get a camera.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm recording this. What's going on? What's going on YouTube?
Oh yeah. Hey dude, what are you doing, bro? Exit only, bro. Exit only. Ixnay on the anus.
Hey, you messed up the rotation. Stop. Come on, keep going.
Can we get this guy off, please? Can somebody get him off? Get him the fuck off my radio show. All right.
Right.
That was obviously a fucking prank call. I'm sorry, Mouse. I thought we had another partner, but he was obviously just being an asshole.
He just messed it all up.
Oh well, we'll get it right one of these days. Keep trying. Ah, good times. Well, we're gonna get to wrapping things up here. Once again, shouts out to the Chit Chatters, Alcoholic, Brett Your Face, BX Vitamins, Cock Monster, Derp of Mania, all the guest listeners, Haley 90, Cal's Fortzy. I can't even read that fucking shit. I'm so tired. It doesn't matter. Kishu is sleeping in there, little Kishu. Mouse, a lovely Mouse on air with me, and I'll deal with you in a minute on Skype, Mouse. You just sit tight, all right, sister. Simon Fox, shouts to you. Thank you for the audio clip. Stabby McHugs, thank you for coming through. And Mad Bro, you are welcome in the chat room at any time. Notice how I don't mute anybody in the chat room. I don't boot anybody out of the chat room. I don't kick anybody out. I don't really care. I mean, this is like free speech. This is the internet. You know, we shouldn't take each other seriously. I really appreciate all the love. I'm really flabbergasted at the response to the program tonight. I hope you were satisfied in some way, shape, or form. I know I was. Thank you, Mouse. I'm talking about you.
I aim to please.
And, I hope you guys learned a little something tonight. And if anything, you found out who this asshole Bill Wagoner is, right? And speaking of which, I think he might be on right now, if I'm not mistaken. So if you want your curiosity to be fulfilled more, the golden voice of radio, the American dad, Bill Wagoner. That's right. You should go troll over there next, kids. That's where I'm going to be after I do Mouse for about half an hour, 45 minutes, Mouse. What do you think? How long is this session going to take?
Doesn't matter as long as it's rough.
All right. So if there's a... If you guys are curious about Bill Wagoner, go look at the on-air shows. It's The American Dad. The American Dad, the golden voice of radio. That's your man. You guys are curious about Bill Wagoner. He's live right now, bitches. Check him out. I'll be over there. Like I said, shouts out to everybody. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/ Vince in the Bay. Check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/ Vince in the Bay. Also, blah, blah, blah. Send me your fan mail, hate mail, nudes, CP, whatever, that address is vincentthebay@gmail.com. And that's going to do it. Oh, God, one more time. Block number what? Hello? Block number.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, who's that?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's up? I'm new to the room. Everybody's telling me shit.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Just stay on the line. What's your name?
I'm under 209 PRP.
209 PRP. Oh, cool. What does that stand for?
Punk Rock Princess.
Oh, you're the Punk Rock Princess. Very nice. Do you have like a do you have a radio show on or what's up? Oh, you do.
Don't even look at my page. I did some a long time ago, and yeah. It didn't work out for me.
Well, that's cool. You sound cute and bubbly and fun. And, man, you came on at the last minute here. Mouse, are you breaking the rules in the chat room?
No, you muted me.
No.
Well, it might have been being naughty. I'm sorry.
Aw. Well, wow, Punk Rock Princess. Well, you know, we're rolling into archive now. We're not live, but we can keep chit-chatting. I'm really glad to have you here. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Like, what sort of punk rock are you into?
Everything.
Like, what are you jazzed about right now? What's in heavy rotation with you? Oh, she bailed. What a bitch. Was that a troll? Was that a troll?
I don't know. I mean, she wasn't saying anything.
I kind of feel like that was a troll. She just hung up. Maybe she lost her connection. I don't know. All right, whatever. Don't matter. All right, Mouse. Let's get out of here. So, and I'm gonna show up. I can't even talk. I'm so tired. I'm just beat. It's been long and hard. Well, it is long and hard, and I'm beat, and I need to go beat it really quick. And get the hell out of here. And I'm going to go check that Bill Wagoner show out after I tuck Mouse into bed. All right, Mouse, thanks for coming out. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Love you, hon.
Love you, too. Good night.
Bye.
There she goes, Mouse. That's it, folks. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Shouts to this punk rock princess. I hope you'll call back again. And here's some punk rock just for you. Good night.
Thank you very much.